now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everyone. Today, I want to talk about, let's talk about some more things that have surfaced in, emails that I get from people. People send me emails and ask questions at my Talk to a Pastor site. So let's talk about those. We just had Halloween, and so I want to do a little follow-up on a question that I had about scary things at night. Oppressive things at night, scary figures in the room, dark hooded figures, and things that oppress us and press and get on top of us and scare us. You see, a lot of scary things. People are experiencing scary things at night. Little children often do. That's why they come to their parents' room. And I always tell parents, if your little child becomes scared in her room or his room, then just let the child stay with you. Let the child stay in your bedroom. I'm not a big fan of having the child sleep in the bed with the parents. You hear of these situations where parents roll over onto the little child or something like that. That's not good. Child could get hurt or smothered. I like putting a little bed. A little bed in the parents' room, for the child's own little bed right there. So the parents are in bed and the child has its own little bed, but he can stay with mommy and daddy because there was something scary in his room. Okay, so a lot of people we encounter, people have scary things at night. Then we wake up sometimes from a dream, we're not sure if it was a dream or if it was real. Sometimes we wake up and something is there. And we know it's there. Other times we're not sure if it was a dream or not. I also know that things can bother us in our dreams. That's right. Evil spirits, or whatever you want to call them, can come and influence our dream, make our dream very scary. That can happen. So, see, they like to operate at night, scary things, don't they? They like the darkness. Well, all right, so what are we going to do? So I said that if you wake up and there's something scary, that you to quietly cry out to your Creator. To quietly cry out to God. Okay? And I also said in this previous program, I made it a couple of weeks ago. You can look for it. It was a very good program. I also said that that you should seek to be aware. So I want to follow up with that a little bit today. What do I mean by aware? What I mean is that when we are, look, evil approaches us in the mind. Evil approaches us in the mind, in the imagination, see, and it talks to us, or it creates images, see. The images could be scary, but they could also be naughty images. See, evil can dress itself up. What does it say in the Bible that the devil can dress himself up as an angel of light? Yeah, well, the naughty things can dress up and appear in your dream as scantily attired dancing girls. See, there's a naughty dancing girl in your dream. Well, it could very well be evil that's dressed up like doing that, you see? So it tries to scare us, it tries to seduce us, it always tries to mislead us. And so you don't want to bust down in your imagination. You want to be aware. I'll be right back after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The program is Talk to a Pastor. My name is Roland. Awareness is your greatest protection. And what do I mean by awareness? I mean not being lost in daydreams and pipe dreams, reminiscing about the past, ruminating about the past, planning and scheming for the future. See, that's where most of us spend our time, lost down there in our daydreams and pipe dreams and imaginings. We're lost in our thoughts and emotions, lost in emotions and thoughts. When you're lost in your emotions and thoughts, you have a lowered awareness. What you want is to be aware by not being lost in thought. See, to be very aware. Not lost in thought. You want to be in the moment. That's a very good place to be. You see, when you are aware, you're actually closer to God. You're closer to the light from God. See, you're closer to His protection. When you're lost down in your daydreams, see, which mean nightmares, when you're lost down in your, see, that's where you're the most vulnerable. You're the most suggestible when you're down there thinking, worrying, see? That you're very suggestible. And you're farther away from God's light. You're farther away from God. And you're closer to the guy with the horns, see? Who comes from below, from without and below, and approaches you in your imagination, see? And in your mind, and talks to you and misleads you. So being aware is very important. Well, how do you be aware? Well, the way you become aware is to practice the meditation that we have. See, I have a very nice meditation. It's actually an awareness exercise. See, it does the opposite of what most meditations do. What do most meditations do? They tell you to focus, to concentrate. See, when you're concentrating, see, think about being more influenceable by evil, more vulnerable to evil, whatever evil is. You can't taste it, touch it, or smell it, but like I said, you can hear it because it talks to you sometimes. More vulnerable, see, to suggestion. Think about it as being like being hypnotized. See, when a person is hypnotized, the deeper a state of trance they're in, the more the person who under whose control they are can tell them things, influence them, cause them to hallucinate, and so on. You see what I mean? So a lot of people walk around in some sort of a state of hypnosis all the time, a mild trance. You can't see that they're in a trance, but they are. See, so the deeper a trance you're in, see, the more vulnerable you are to suggestion and to the influence of evil, if you will. And if you're not hypnotized, if you're wide awake, see, you're wide awake. Not only are you awake, but you are also aware when you're very aware. Then when somebody or something comes with some scheme, then you spot it. See, you spot it and you don't fall for it. But they can see that you spotted it and they go away. See, so these higher, you know, You hear in the Bible about nice people who were inspired. Inspired. It's because they were aware. They weren't lost down in their daydreams the way we are today. They were very aware, and because they were aware, they were closer to God and to His guidance and to His inspiration. Okay? All right. So if you want to begin to have common sense operating in your life and intuition, and you want to become more spontaneous, start making right decisions instead of wrong decisions, start living your own life instead of being misled, instead of being led into error, and then doing the wrong thing and then wondering why. See, how many people do the wrong thing? You see that all the time. They get involved with the wrong crowd and they end up doing the wrong thing, and then you wonder why. You say, he was a good kid. How could he have done that? He was under some kind of influence. See, now the only way you can be sure that you're not under some kind of influence is to be as aware as possible. And the best way to do that is to practice my meditation. So you're not going to get a mantra. You're not going to have a mantra. You're not going to hum. You're not going to chant. See, all these things produce hypnosis. You're not going to focus and concentrate. That produces hypnosis. If you want to hypnotize somebody, just get them to try real hard. Get them to try really hard. Or get them to focus and concentrate really hard, and they go into a state of hypnosis. So, with my exercise, see, I teach you how to defocus, how to stand back, defocus. Become less entangled in your thoughts. See, freed up to realize the truth. See, freed up to realize. Okay? So then you become more aware. And when you're more aware, you're closer to God. And you're farther away from unwholesome influence. So therefore, the more aware you become, the less likely you are to be bothered by these scary things at night. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I also call it Common Sense. See, I'm a pastor, but I don't work for church. All I do is talk to people on the internet and on this radio program, and I help people. So you could call this church if you like. Isn't this a nice church? It's a very nice church. All you have to do is listen to me and possibly meditate a little bit for awareness. And then you can go out and be happy and enjoy the beautiful day and hear the birds sing. Okay? There's no pressure. You see how there's no pressure? That's the nice thing about radio. That's the nice thing about me. See, if I were to pressure you, that wouldn't be good. So there's no pressure. All right, so now, So now you see, parents, why your awareness is the biggest protection for your children is your own awareness. See, an aware parent, for example, she's taking her child to a daycare, for example, or something, and all of a sudden she just sees something that doesn't quite sit right with her. Maybe she can't even put her finger on it, but there's something. There was something that she sees that's not quite right. See, and that alerts her to the fact that there's something not quite right about this daycare, and so she just doesn't take her child there. She just doesn't take her child there. See, because she was aware. Something alerted her. See? All right, so your awareness, parents, is a very good protection for your children. And it will your awareness, if you're aware, it'll help protect your children from untoward things that scare them. Okay? All right, now we know that meditation helps. But what is it? Why is it that we lose awareness? What causes us to lose awareness? And what causes us to become not only lost down in our thinking and daydreams and pipe dreams and worries and fears and doubts and all those things where we are suggestible, where evil influence can approach and in our lowered state of awareness. Not only that, but we can become even more vulnerable yet to have untoward things enter our life through certain things that we do. For example, resentment and hatred. See, some people become possessed. See, a lot of people are possessed. See, they don't even know it. You couldn't tell. You look at them, they look perfectly normal. But there's something in them, see? And they won't tell you either that they have something in them that they sometimes sense is there. They won't tell you. And they're so unaware and so drugged up and so caught up in all their distractions, they may not know it themselves. All they know is they have negative thoughts and they make wrong decisions and do the wrong thing and nothing's turning out right in their life. See? That's all they know. They don't know that something's there. But how did it get in? How did it get in? Well, we all know that we're not supposed to mess around with tarot cards and Ouija boards and things like that. We know, and psychics and, you know, trying to contact people from the dead and all that. We know we're not supposed to do that. Okay, we just know that's not good and we're not supposed to do that. We know that. But how about a lot of people, see, that become obsessed or possessed? It happens because of hate. It happens because of resentment, see? When you remember we said that you're when you're lost in your thinking and you're farther away from God. Well, one thing that really separates us from God and his protection is hate. Okay? And resentment, judgment. So if you hate somebody, like you hate your father, hate your mother, hate your brother, hate somebody, the more you hate, see, the more separated you are from the good. And the more likely you are to find yourself having something unwholesome begin to slip in. Hate, see. Now a lot of people are full of a lot of hate and they don't even realize it. See, they have a lot of resentment, a lot of judgment. And that is, that's a way of making yourself vulnerable to untoward influences. So if you hate somebody, you better stop hating. Just don't hate anybody. Forgive your parents. See, especially when you start to grow up and you get older, now you begin to see that your parents, they were, even as you struggle and even as you do things that you would rather not do, you can't control yourself. Well, they couldn't either. See, someone had hurt them when they were kids, and now they were victims. They may not have even been themselves, see. There may be something in them operating through them. See, a lot of people have evil in them and operates through them. See, that's why you mustn't hate the person, because that's what it wants. Evil wants you to hate, It wants you to hate the person, because it knows when you hate a person, what you're doing is hating something that was created in the image and likeness of God. See? It's akin to hating God. That's why Jesus said you can't love God and hate your brother. Now people say, well, does that mean I have to love everybody and be, you know, pretend nothing happened and like people even though they were cruel to me and so on? No, it doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean you have to pretend nothing happened. It doesn't even mean you have to have anything to do with them. Just don't hate them. Don't resent them. You see how simple that is? So that's how a bad thing can get in. And the other way is just any kind of an emotionally charged atmosphere. Emotions. See? It can get in through emotions. Being too emotional. Way too emotional. So that's why you need to calm down and not be so emotional. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, glad you're listening to this program. See, this is like part two of my program about night visit. What did I call it? On Blog Talk Radio, I put up my program where I talked about people that see scary things at night and what to do about it. I said, I think I called it Hooded Visitors Hearing Voices and Night. Or no, Hooded Figures Hearing Voices and Night Visitors. Isn't that a cool title? Hooded Figures Hearing Voices and Night Visitors. All right. So this is part two. It's very nice. Very nice. Now, okay, so you got the idea. So now, you want to talk about relationships now? That's the most popular topic. That's the one that more people come to visit my sites about than anything else. Luckily, I've written some excellent books about relationships. I have a book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. If you're in a relationship and having some issues, if you're thinking of getting married, if you're dating someone, see, if you just want to understand what might have happened to your parents, why their marriage didn't work out, and so on, you need to get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's such an excellent book. You can get it in paperback or Kindle. Okay, then I have a newer book called Putting the Forever Back in Love, which is has advanced strategies for improving relationships. But now you see, ladies and gentlemen, how important it is to relate to other people properly. And the number one rule for relating to other people is what? Don't hate them. Don't judge them. Don't resent them. Don't resent other people. That's just an excellent beginning right there. Just don't hate people. A lot of us, we resented our parents. See, our father failed us. See, that's how a lot of it starts. Our father failed us. And then, you know, or our mom was a pill, or our mom was nagging or screaming or whatever. Then we might have had troubled brothers and sisters, or kids in school that were bullies, and so we started hating. And we became guilty of a lot of hate. So if you could let go of your hate, okay, if you could start to let go of it, then you'd be so much better off. My name is Roland. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, you're very lucky to have me around. You're very lucky to have someone like me around. So take advantage. Listen to my program. Get the meditation. Help me stay on the air. You know, I buy this airtime. Did you know that I actually pay? I don't make. I'm semi-retired on a little railroad retirement pension. I don't have much money. I actually buy this airtime so I can help you. So take advantage of it while I'm here. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.